It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity.
We the people are being informed daily of all the ways the enemy's working. We're working together to get the information out so that the evil ones can't take it too far. We will always face these battles locally, but the international level is heavy. I mean, we're dealing with borders, Maui issues, Ukraine money, liars in the media, and more. We've got to stay in prayer, stay focused, and stay informed. Let's see what's going on, shall we?
Where?
Punjabi only.
Where are you going? New York, California, where are you going?
California.
California? Where are you from?
California.
Where are you from?
India.
You're India? And you?
India.
India.
Where are you going?
California.
California, you?
California.
Where are you from?
India.
You? Where are you from? California.
India.
Where are you going?
California.
You?
India, going to New York.
Where are you going?
India.
Where are you from? India?
New York.
You?
India, New York.
You?
India, New York.
You?
India, California.
You?
California.
Where?
India.
You?
India, California.
You?
Senegal.
Where are you going?
California.
Where are you going? California, New York, where are you going?
New York.
New York? You? Where are you from? Where are you going?
Jersey.
Jersey? You?
Bangladesh.
Where are you going?
New York.
New?
Bangladesh.
Where are you going?
Georgia.
You?
Bangladesh.
Where are you going?
Georgia.
You?
New York.
New York? Where are you from? Where are you from?
Good.
Where are you from? Africa, Haiti, where are you from?
I'm Senegal.
Synagogue. You?
Africa.
Where are you going?
New York.
Thank you. Where are you going, sir?
Africa.
You're from Africa? Where are you going?
New York.
Thank you. You?
New York.
From where?
New York.
Where are you from?
New York.
Africa?
Senegal.
Synagogue? You?
Africa.
Where are you going, sir?
New York.
Thank
you. Have you heard enough? I'll let this play out for a couple of minutes so you would see just a line of folks from Senegal, different countries in Africa that they couldn't say where they're going, New York, California, Georgia. They're from Bangladesh, India, I mean, you name it. They're coming in, they're crawling through the border. They don't have to do the paperwork. They don't have to wait, try to get their citizenship or get a visa or anything. It's just come on in. Open borders for them all. And we're watching this play out in such a way. I mean, I'm not against immigration. My goodness, I mean, I've got my own family. If you guys read my book, you'll understand what I'm saying there. I mean, we did it the right way. Dr. Jane Ruby, journalist Ann Vandersteel, and war correspondent former Green Beret Michael Young are in Panama and in and out of the Darien Gap, documenting how U.S. government is building camps to process many millions of people and speed push them into our country. And the Dr. Jane Ruby says this is an operation to destroy all of us, and you can see in this video how this is playing out. As they go around the camp and they're inspecting, look at the number of folks.
No money, no health insurance, and have lots and lots of problems. And so the United States is now funding this in our own medical communities, and the medical facilities like hospitals are going bankrupt because they simply cannot afford it. You are going to see more and more hospitals file bankruptcy and go out of business because they cannot afford to treat the millions of people that are coming across the border that have absolutely nothing to offer.
It just keeps going.
It just keeps going.
I've never seen it like this.
Yeah. This.
And we're seeing everything in New York. They're blowing up. The folks there that live there are tired. They're getting overrun in their school system. Parents are upset because, you know what, I had to get my birth certificate, my address, I had to have all my kids with all their shot records and everything to get in, yet they just opened the doors in New York and said, come on in. They're getting overrun. And then old Biden, the one, the fake president, supposedly goes to the United Nations and gives a speech. He's a few blocks, four blocks down the road, didn't bother to go down to the hotel where they're housing everyone. They got enough money for, I think it was like $11 or $110 million given to the city of New York. It only will last for, I believe it was 3 to 4 weeks worth of money to make all of this fall into place. Why? What's going on? Why all of a sudden are they bringing so many folks in, sending them out to all the cities, and these folks that voted for this, I wonder what they're thinking. Opened the borders, thought they'd never get touched. Now, many cities that thought they'd never get touched are getting overrun. And they're having a hard time keeping up with all of this. You got that issue, and then you've got other things, you know, where President Trump even talks about the absolutely ridiculous $6 billion hostage deal. Yeah, all the money that they're handing to the illegals coming across the border, giving them everything they want. $6 billion hostage deal with Iran that set a terrible precedent for the future. Buckle up. B-U-C-K-E-L. Up. You're going to see some terrible things start to happen. The 3 years ago highly respected USA has become a laughingstock, and he didn't put a space there, laughingstock. He didn't put a space there at all. The 3 years ago highly respected USA become a laughingstock all over the world. Make America great again and vote Trump. Will we even make it that far if there's an election? President Trump said that he was able to do something that nobody thought was possible, and Roe versus Wade. We're going to read that in a second, but check this out.
Crooked Joe Biden just agreed to pay a $6 billion ransom to the Iranian dictatorship in exchange for hostages. This is yet another Biden surrender and a further blistering humiliation of the United States of America to the world stage. But even worse, this decision will be extremely deadly. Biden is giving $6 billion to the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. Just as when Obama sent the Iranian regime pallets of cash for hostages in the dark of night, remember, plane loads of cash, Biden's ransom payment will be immediately used to stoke violence, bloodshed, and mayhem throughout the Middle East and all around the world, costing countless innocent lives. It's also guaranteed that the fanatical Iranian regime will use this money to advance their nuclear weapons program, putting Israel, the United States, and the entire world in very grave peril. They are reportedly just weeks away from a nuclear bomb, something which would have never happened under the Trump administration. Tragically, Biden's ransom payments also make it dramatically more likely that even more Americans will be held captive in the future, because Biden has shown that he will pay gargantuan sums of money. Meaning the kidnappers turn a massive profit. They're making money hand over fist. In other words, Biden has put a bounty on the head of every American citizen abroad. Under my leadership, we brought home more than 50 hostages from all over the world, and we never paid ransom money to do it. Not at all. We did it with diplomacy, and we did it through strength. And we will do it again when we are reelected as President of the United States. Our country is failing. We are a failing nation. We will turn it around, and we will make America great again. Thank you.
One of those issues that he's bringing up here again, he was able to do something that nobody thought was possible. Now, folks, I'm going to read this to you because there's actual comms that go with this. He posted it at 416 or 1616. Coincidence, these people are sick. Now, as I read this, check this out. For 52 years, people talked, spent vast amounts of money, but couldn't get the job done. This is dealing with Roe versus Wade. I got the job done. Thanks to the three great Supreme Court justices I appointed, this issue has been returned to the states where all legal scholars on both sides felt it should be. Now the pro-life community has tremendous negotiating power. Like Ronald Reagan before me, I believe in the three exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Without the exceptions, it is very difficult to win elections. We would probably lose the majorities in 2024 and perhaps the presidency itself, but you must follow your heart in order to win in 2024. Republicans must learn how to talk about abortion. The issue cost us unnecessarily but dearly in the midterms. We have to expose the Democrats, like crooked Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, as being the true radicals on the abortion issue, in that they allow the killing of babies in the fifth month, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth months, and check this out, and even after birth. That's right, you guys remember New York. But it was okay to, quote, rip the baby out of the womb, unquote, under Roe versus Wade, and destroy a living soul. Now, with Roe versus Wade, no longer the power to negotiate is with the pro-life movement, not the radical left Democrats who are so willing to destroy life. Huh. And so we talk about this and you say, well, what's going on here? Why is he bringing this up now? Because you've got an election coming up and there's still people that think it's okay to rip the baby. Here it is, rip the baby out of the womb. But now, because of the work that he did, folks, it's now back with the power in the hands of those that are in the pro-life movement. Don't let these radicals, these sick people, get the upper hand on everything and every talking point and all that goes on with these elections and convincing people that everything's going to be okay. Who ripped people? Who was calling for the... right before birth, you guys remember that President Trump and Hillary Clinton actually had their debate, and I'll never forget one of those debates when they asked about the abortion issue. And old Hillary herself said, even up to the moment of birth, you can get rid of that child. And the crowd, it was even in shock. And he was even in shock that she said it. To everyone listening in. How dare you? And so the 1616 post actually had the, remember President Trump put this out at 416 or 1616 about the Roe versus Wade. Well, it matches perfectly with coincidence. These people are sick. This official case 2-22, United States District Court, Southern District of Florida. The plaintiff, John Podesta and Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, Fusion GPS, and more. Remember, when you look at 416 and you match up with 1616, Soros takes orders from P. You have no idea how sick and evil these people are. Fight, 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 days of days, game over. These evil ones. The fact that people would even vote or even say that Hillary Clinton was somebody they voted for after she said, rip the baby from the womb, as President Trump shows us here, even up to the moment of birth, should have made every person who was a believer in Christ say, no way. And guys, you've heard me say it before, and I'll say it again. I watched some of the biggest, largest denominations in the Christian side. I watched the leaders of some of those movements. One of the biggest in America, basically say, well, we're not going to vote for Trump. He's not the right pick for the Republican Party. And this was back in 2015, 16, leading up to the election. I couldn't believe it. How dare you? Because he had a couple of bad things he did in his past. How dare they judge him? Where did they come from? What was their past? How did they become leaders? Did they get exposed for who they were? Oh, so upset. We're not looking for a pastor to run our nation. We're looking for a leader that God has picked. So you wonder where these folks come from. They infiltrated. We know that the CIA was infiltrating the seminaries, or some would call them the cemeteries. They go to learn so much that they're no good at teaching the Word of God anymore. Or they invaded the mainstream media, the CIA. And guys, I'm not knocking every single pastor out there. There are many good ones. I'm just saying, be careful when you become so learned that you substitute the amount of theology and knowledge that you have for loving of the people. It's better to have love, to have all this knowledge. Believe me, I've been there. I've been the unloving, I have all the knowledge guy. And you get easily trapped into all that. And these people now, folks, are hurting around this earth. We all need to be loved and to love. Even these folks that are coming across the border, as much as we can't stand getting infiltrated in all the news that's coming out, is there anybody there handing out Bibles to these guys? I mean, I watched a movie, La Amistad, and I remember that the Puritans were handing out Bibles to those who were the slaves being brought in on the ships. And I remember one of the scenes of the movie, man, I wish I could play it now, where he's flipping through the scripture. He said, hey, and he was looking at pictures. There's this guy that this picture is, it's a little different. I've never seen anything like this. And he explains to his friend, man, look at this picture. This picture of this person, it looks like he loved everyone and he died and he didn't deserve it. And it looks like he came back to life. It looks like he's God. So as bad as things are, as much as we want to see President Trump back in office and all these things playing out all around us, locally and in our own way, we can pray for everyone, pray for these people, pray for, I mean, these folks were probably roped in. They were probably lied to, told all kinds of things like, come on, you guys get over there to the southern border, get into America. They're going to hand you all kinds of money and send you off to a city and they're going to take care of you. Yeah, partially true, but did they know what they're going to face? And basically, when you get overrun by this much, there's only so much we can do. We just got to pray. Didn't know I was going to say all that, but I'm going to show you some a video from the CIA here in a moment.
American institution.
Where it's going to show you how it's built, how they put it together, and how they basically got into the mainstream media and more. Before that, I wanted to talk to you about the power of your home and other things that you need power. You know, there's a lot of talk recently about blackouts coming and other kinds of stuff like lights going out and losing power, but there's this thing called a Patriot Power Generator. That's right. It's a you get a solar generator that doesn't install into your house. It's portable. You can take it with you, even use it inside, but it's powerful enough for your phones and medical devices or even your fridge. Yeah. So January actually marked the third time a power station in North Carolina was damaged by gunfire recently. Authorities are saying the attack raises a new level of threat. I mean, these are the headlines that you're reading out there. And so it's good to have some extra power out there, right, in case things go out. Right now, you can go to 4patriots.com in the description box below. Use code LT to get 10% off your first purchase on anything in the store, including the Patriot Power Generator. You'll also get their famous guarantee for an entire year after your order, plus free shipping on orders over $97. And a portion of every sale is donated to charities who support our veterans and their families. Again, 4patriots.com, use code LT, get 10% off today. So folks, before I show you the CIA, I wanted to just let you know in that break, I happened to find that clip from the story of Jesus from Pictures in the Bible, Amistad, the movie Amistad. I'm going to try to play a clip from that. I just felt led to do this. Okay, so I'm going to try to turn it up, see if I can move this here. As he's flipping the scriptures over, he said, "Who is he? I don't know, but everywhere he goes, he's followed by the, says by a, the sun or a shining object. Sun is what they say in the movie. Here he is healing people with his hands. You see that? I don't know, guys. I just felt led to show this to you quick. Then we'll get into the news, okay? And he flips the pages again. He's protecting them. And another picture. Remember, this Bible was handed to him when he got off the slave ship. He was being given children. Another picture of him looking at children. What else does he show him? He says, look. Here he is. What's this? And that's a picture of he could also walk across the sea. Pretty cool. Let's see. Get to the next one. Here he is with his hands tied. And he's confused. Like, what? He must have done something. They said, why? What did he do? What did we do? That's what his friend asked. Whatever it was serious enough to kill him for it. Do you want to see how they killed him? And his friend said, yeah. And they show him the three crosses. This is just a story, Yamba. But look, that's not the end of it. And he gets to the next page, he flips over, and he shows them carrying his people, took his body down from this thing, this, and he's showing the cross as he puts the picture on his head. And then they took him into a cave. They wrapped him in a cloth like we do. They thought he was dead, but he appeared before his people again and spoke to them. They finally, he rose into the sky. And then you have somebody praying. Very interesting, right? How this just plays out for us to see. And so anyway, I just wanted to show you that to you because it reminds me again that we have the opportunity if we, you know, we can't do everything. We can't run for president, run for all of us, run for office, but we could, I don't know, some of us go out and hand out Bibles to folks and do the best we can with those that are coming in until this thing's all cleaned up, if ever. So back to the CIA, I wanted to show you this clip.
The key to CIA's current troubles is that unique American institution, the Tax-Free Foundation. Here is what happened. First, CIA itself set up a number of dummy foundations, calling them by impressive-sounding, if meaningless, names. Their sole function was to channel money from the CIA to a second kind of foundation. Now, these foundations were real. Some obscure, some well-known, all involved in legitimate philanthropy. But now, in addition, they agreed to become conduits for central intelligence, mixing up the government money with their own, and then passing it on to the ever-growing list of private organizations which, during the 40s, 50s, and 60s, were climbing aboard the CIA payroll. Let's take a closer look at those legitimate foundations which became CIA payout agencies. They are among the 15,000 charitable funds that have sprung up in America in response partly to the social consciences of the rich, partly to the structure of our tax laws. They are the operative arms of what has come to be called the American establishment, the power structure of moneyed families, august law firms, prestigious universities, which have had so much influence in shaping American life and national policy since World War II. CBS Newsman Norman Glubach reports on some of the foundations which channeled money for the CIA.
This building is 73 Tremont Street, Boston.
So here we go. Has anyone else put together the three things Hunter is in trouble for? Are the three things the CIA does best? Money laundering, illegal guns, drugs, drugs, drugs. This is from Mike Benz. And then he had a consortium news the CIA used to infiltrate the media April 20th, 2021. I mean, we have all this. Now the CIA is the media. This isn't Operation Mockingbird, writes Caitlin Johnstone. It's much worse. Twitter headquarters is great. This is a real pick from Elon Musk. Game over. Hashtag game over. What game? Soros takes orders from P. Remember, you have no idea how sick and evil these people are. Fight, fight, fight. Days of days. Game over. Yet another utterly false article from Wall Street Journal. Tesla, Saudi Arabia, and early talks for EV factory. Yeah, that's another one. Fake news, the enemy of the people. Fake news is mostly definitely the true enemy of the people. You got a giant difference, no matter how you count it. Doge designer said Tucker Carlson interview with Donald Trump got 265 million impressions on X or Twitter. The average viewership for his show on Fox News is around 3 million. It's a huge difference. So he left the mainstream media, which has fallen apart. People are barely hanging on and watching that show anymore. Yet 265 million. Conoco the Great, the Biden administration has appointed James Clapper, John Brennan, and Paul Kobe, can you believe that, former intelligence officials, to a DHS Homeland Intelligence Experts Group handling national security issues. These individuals signed the fraudulent October 2020 letter deceptively asserting that Hunter Biden's laptop was likely Russian disinformation. This falsehood significantly impacted the closely contested 2020 election, decided by a mere 44,000 vote margin in Georgia, Arizona, and Wisconsin. Why select intelligence officials who intentionally spread disinformation to sway a U.S. election for a role in a DHS expert group tasked with national security? Shouldn't they be losing their security clearances? T-minus 30, what does that mean to y'all? Tory said this today when we hit the $33 trillion mark. That's right, the U.S. debt reaches $33 trillion. Who holds our debt? Another thing that's interesting is what will happen at 33T was Entheos asking January 18th of 2023 and January 18th of 2018, storm coming, warning. Is that a connection? The storm is here, coming. What's your favorite blizzard flavor? Asked Chuck Grassley. Well, you got the PB Cup and more. You guys remember that? There were some comms there. The U.S. Marine Corps issued a two-day stand-down order for all aviation units, both inside and outside the U.S., following the disappearance of an F-35 warplane. ABC. Their reason is currently unknown. It's possible that our most advanced aircraft's assets have been compromised, and supposedly they found the debris in the woods, and I saw the video of it, folks, of the debris that they said they found. And I'm telling you, I can't even make really any comments on this whole thing, except that I worked in the public affairs office in Beaufort, South Carolina, the one that's at Parris Island, many years ago. And I can tell you, for them to put out a Twitter post to say, help us find our plane, that was the most awkward thing I've ever seen. How anyone would even approve something like that at the highest levels, you can't even put out that type of request unless it came from the higher ups. What are they doing losing an F-35? FBI chief says China has bigger hacking program than the competition combined. So a lot of people are saying, oh, there's the footage. That's right, I forgot it. We had the footage of the F-35 wreckage and debris at the crash site in Williams County, South Carolina. I don't see any planes. 48th Fighter Wing conducts an F-35 crash exercise at RAF Huntington in conjunction with several local firefighting law enforcement agencies as well as RAF installations. The F-35 crash looks like Shanksville, Pennsylvania on 9/11. Do you guys remember that? No plane debris. Just a big hole and a bunch of trash thrown everywhere, and it makes you wonder. Oh, people heard explosions, all right. United States government operations exercise on September 11, 2001. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, was involved in an ongoing operation which involved deploying fighter aircraft to Northeast North America. They planned to conduct several military exercises, and a drill was being held by the National Reconnaissance Office. Yeah, the operations, exercise, and drills were all canceled following the September 11th attacks. Get that. They had a drill on the same day of 9/11. And then you had the Great Awakening channel. They were excited because everything that they talked about in their decode of buckle up, remember we put in the last video, came together with President Trump's buckle up code. September 17th, Constitution Day. Oh, yeah. And so we go to the media, and you think that they would do their good job, but we know the CIA pays them all off, and they're not going to be able to put out the truth. It's all controlled. We already know that. This from Wendy Bell just knocked it out of the park with coincidences from the Maui fire. Here we go. Let's see if we can get this.
Welcome back to Common Sense, everybody. I'm Wendy Bell. You know, it's stunning to monitor the media's lack of interest in the whole Maui story. I've been in this business for 30 years. I'm stunned, but I'm not surprised. The dots are connecting. And coincidence seems to be the story here, right? But the true story, the media knows it is not allowed to tell. But I can. Is it a coincidence that the Maui police chief is the same man who was in charge in Las Vegas during that massacre that killed 58 people? Is it a coincidence that the Maui property, owned by million and billionaires, it wasn't touched by the flames while homes of the locals all burned? Was it a coincidence that the flames traveled across hundreds of feet of pavement and crossed a four-lane highway with emergency shoulders to jump into the ocean and then burn all the boats? Was it a coincidence that the largest system of outdoor emergency sirens in the world never made a sound as the fire devoured Lahaina? Was it a coincidence that at the same time, very same time, all the water was turned off? Was it a coincidence that police were ordered to block off streets and to funnel all the cars trying to escape onto one road where that firestorm incinerated entire families? How about the coincidence that the governor of Hawaii, Josh Green, just weeks before that inferno, signed a pledge to the UN's 2030 Agenda of Sustainable Development, pledging to eliminate emissions? Weird. And think about this coincidence. That governor also signed an emergency proclamation on July 17th, 3 weeks before the fire, about housing of all things, and suspended seven state statutes protecting historic preservation laws, removing all of the red tape when it comes to building infrastructure. Coincidentally, that emergency proclamation also suspends previous building laws and gives the governor some magic wand power to appoint a housing czar to rule on the island's redevelopment. Is it a coincidence that the government put up a black fence around Lahaina, or that the FAA grounded all drones from flying over the affected areas? Is it a coincidence that since at least 2011, there have been plans to make Maui the first smart city run by 100% renewable energy, and that coincidentally, two of the three largest landowners on Maui are BlackRock and the U.S. government, and that both are part of the UN's agenda? It must be a coincidence, then, that the locals whose homes did not burn are now being evicted from their property. And, of course, a total coincidence that all the fact checkers who are checking these facts, who say everything I just told you is just a coincidence, are also owned and run by BlackRock. Thank goodness none of these coincidences is connected.
Wow. Way to go. Way to go, Wendy Bell. She put all that together in a couple of minutes. And it just shows you, if we really had the real media, they'd be parked out there constantly asking questions, finding out all the details, discovering everything that's going on there, fighting for the people, making sure that their homes are being rebuilt, stay with them for months and months and months until it's all done, if it was real media. Hopefully folks are starting to wake up to all of that's going on with this whole debacle, right? And so then we go over to the United Nations when you're talking about the climate change that they're going to blame everything on. There's Zelensky.
Though humanity is failing on its climate policy objectives, this means that extreme weather will still impact the normal global life, and some evil state will also weaponize its outcomes. And when people in the streets of New York and other cities of the world went out on climate protest, we all have seen them. And when people in Morocco and Libya...
All right, enough. So anyway, here he is giving his little spill about the climate change, and all the people line up at the United Nations and fall into place. And then, you know, Greg Price said, how bad for the environment do you think blowing up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline was there, Zelensky? We're going to get to more of that in a moment and some... other info in Georgia and the J6 issues with the Fed plant, what happened there. And we're going to show you the Kamala and her blunders and some things going on in the schools with the homecoming queen or king becoming queen or whatever that is going on. We'll show you all of that in a moment. For now, I just want to make sure you guys know that you can go to andweknow.com and you can actually sign up for our fellowship member program we created, where you can receive merch discounts, you can get a monthly newsletter from me, and a special merchandise package, and also you get event invitations. So say we have an event coming up a big one, actually, that we're going to be announced soon. If you're in the fellow program with us, then you're going to get the announcement first before everyone else. So it's a great deal. And also, you can shop and get the gear. We've got all types of gear for you. It's always being updated. If you, you'll see some of the deals that Angie and Jamie always show us. Spend $100 more, get a free license plate frame for free. Fellowship members, spend $250 or more and get free shipping, or you get included a book signed by LT if you get an AUK pack. And we don't remember, you know, we've got the sweatshirts and the hoodies. I mean, the designs, the material, everything is carefully done so that you guys get what you want. You get the material that you want, and you get the logo size that you want. So sometimes we have a smaller logo on the front left, or we have the larger logo on the front and the or large logo on the back. They all have andweknow.com underneath the logo and more. And so if you guys didn't know, when we have these logos, like we have the crew neck shirt here, the logo, just as a reminder, was created one day when I was just thinking about what we're going through, and I was kind of just reminded of Moses, how he held up the staff like God told him to, and the Red Sea was parted, and they left slavery, and the evil ones were crushed. And it just reminded me that that's why we created this logo, in case you were wondering. So here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Millions of Americans sincerely love Donald Trump. They love him in spite of everything they've heard. They love him often in spite of himself. They love Donald Trump because no one else loves them. The country they built, the country their ancestors fought for over hundreds of years, has left them to die in their unfashionable little towns, mocked and despised by the sneering half-wits with finance degrees but no actual skills who seem to run everything all of a sudden. Whatever Donald Trump's faults, he is better than the rest of the people in charge. At least he doesn't hate them for their weakness. Donald Trump, in other words, is and has always been a living indictment of the people who run this country. That was true 4 years ago when Trump came out of nowhere to win the presidency, and it's every bit as true right now. Trump rose because they failed. It's as simple as that. If the people in charge had done a halfway decent job with the country they inherited, if they'd cared about anything other than themselves, even for just a moment, Donald Trump would still be hosting Celebrity Apprentice. But they didn't. Instead, they were incompetent and narcissistic and cruel and relentlessly dishonest. They wrecked what they didn't build. They lied about it. They hurt anyone who told the truth about what they were doing. That's true. We watched. America is still a great country, the best in the world, but our ruling class is disgusting. A vote for Trump is a vote against them. That's what's going on in this country.
And there's a commercial, probably a new Trump ad, and it's pure fire. And I tell you, with all of the stuff that we're going through, the things that we see, we need that information every now and then to remind us as things weigh heavy. Especially when you get information where these folks that were part of the Fed, like the Fed plant Ray Epps, screaming for people to go into the Capitol while he's collecting all of his money. He gets charged with a slap on the wrist, disorderly conduct offense related to J6, 3 years after the fact. Truthhammer says this is damage control, just like the gun charge on Hunter Biden. Remember, you guys, we talked about the gun charge, and I was like, hey, if they really charged him for his real crimes, I mean, come on. They were just throwing out a little bone to make everybody happy, right? Leave him alone. Okay, we got him. Ray incited people to storm the Capitol on numerous occasions, trying his best to kick off a riot. We all know he had orders to do so, but no seditious conspiracy with terrorism enhancement charges for him. While there are people who never even entered the Capitol, sitting in D.C. jail and getting railroaded by liberal judges with a vested interest in maintaining the narrative that Biden got 81 million votes. Nothing to see here. Move along, folks. Aren't you satisfied to see justice getting done? So other folks that were part of the stolen election would be Raffensperger. He gets confronted by Georgians for Truth. As he's coming out of a building where he's inspecting, they're trying to ask him questions about the election.
You said the system is secure, but let me ask you a question about the system is running Android 5.1 for the ballot marking devices, and that software is seven generations behind. How can you say that the ballot marking devices are secure if you're running a software that's seven generations back? And, you know, everybody gets software updates on their phone all the time. How can you say that, sir?
Well, what we have to use in Georgia is something that's EAC certified, and we're really grateful that the machines have been updated.
Anyway, this guy, in case you guys are not watching, if you're listening, he's walking away talking over his shoulder. Couldn't stop for a moment to, you know, he can go on Fox and talk all he wants, but can't stop a moment for the citizens just to have a little conversation and talk to them. Nope, he's walking as fast as he can. He's unlocking his truck while they're trying to talk to him, and he's answering the question as slow as he can. And then as he enters his truck, here we go.
Can I ask a question, Mr. Raffensperger, before you shut the door on me? I guess not.
And there he goes. If Trump didn't incite the January 6th riot, what's the actual crime and conspiracy? Objecting to the election and submitting contingent electors allowed by Electoral Count Act of 1887. Twisting political arms allowed by First Amendment. Trump's crime? Winning in 2016. The true enemy of America is the Republican Party, surprisingly. The Democrats will always complain, grift, cheat, and gleefully ignore the law. Who will stop them? In a real two-party system, it would be Republicans, but they are weak. They're losers who do nothing but talk. And they don't really have to talk much when you've got someone like this.
Over these last 18 months, Democrats have delivered. Let me rephrase that. Over these last 18 months, Democrats have delivered big time.
Don't laugh. That was the highlight. That was the high point of the speech. And boy, haven't the Democrats delivered big time. Biggest gas prices, big inflation, more than 2 million illegal immigrants crossing the southern border. That's big. And don't forget the dramatic increase in violent crime in Democrat-run cities.
How about that?
Before I get to the next part of the gasoline prices, I had another clip. Since you guys are sitting on your couch and having a good time, how about this one?
To think that we should just be content with status quo, with the way things are. The point about progress is to have the ability to have a vision and a belief and some faith in what can be, unburdened by what has been, and then going for it.
Doesn't have a clue. The person on the left shakes the head, oh, that's so amazing. The college tour. Oh, my goodness, folks. Anyway, fuel prices. Oil nears $100 a barrel. On the right, you have an iBlink, Lee Vining, California. To be fair, they are always about $1 or $2 above the rest of the state. San Francisco Bay Area, well, it's at $6.50 range, but there's a $7.59 for Supreme, $7.29 for regular. And I had a talk with somebody from California who told me, the prices are ridiculous. They changed overnight. We talked about this, about your money, about investing in precious metals and more with Dr. Kirk Elliott. It's in, you can reach out to him, andweknow.com/gold in the description box below. But here's a clip from our recent interview. I encourage you to go check it out.
Time to go back into stocks or bonds. When it's time to just get out of silver, go into gold, get out of gold, go back into stocks, whatever, right?
Right.
Whatever needs to be done. We don't expect clients to watch the markets like a hawk and tell us this is what we want to do. I mean, you can if you want to. I don't care. But yeah. But truly our job in the partnership with you and your money and being a wise steward with what God has given you to help you aim the gun to be on target so you can then pull the trigger and be on target, right? We want to help bring peace into the midst of the storm by you realizing, wow, I didn't know there were people out there, advisors out there who didn't listen to mainstream media, who don't think that when stocks stink, you go into bonds and bonds stink, you go into stocks. It's like, well, what about when they all stink at the same time together?
Yeah.
Well, then what? I mean, this is where we are in today's world is the inflationary pressures, the political chaos, the geopolitical conflict, the everything, the all that debt, everything that we're seeing is pointing with big, bright neon flashing arrows. Look at silver, look at gold, allocate into it. This is where strength and safety is. But it won't be that way forever, nor has it been that way forever in the past, right?
So it's a really good interview, and just encourage you to reach out to them. They'll help you out one-to-one. It's really amazing process for all of that. So when we go in, we see what these guys are up to. We talk about the deep state. We talk about evil ones all the time and what they're trying to do. They go after our children. We know that, and so much more. And so when you see this playing out on a international level, we wonder who's in control and how it's running it. They seem to go after our children.
What's the reasoning behind all of this? Surely kids don't know what the Illuminati means and all of this dark symbolism that comes along with it and all of the conspiracies of what goes on behind those closed doors. What if it's because they're trying to ingrain this image so far into their head so that when they grow up, the generations to come think that this is the norm? Especially when they see their favorite celebrity or artist doing it, there's nothing to question because this is all the imagery that they're seeing in front of their faces on TV, music videos, everything they're watching. I was scrolling on social media and I saw this video of the words Nickelodeon cut up into three pieces and translated into Latin. You can try it out yourselves and it literally translates to I don't care about God. Sound it out yourself just like they're doing in this commercial.
Nickelodeon! Nick, 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 Nickelodeon.
You can't tell me that doesn't sound just like it. They have you singing it and everything. Now, do you remember this commercial that would play after each episode finished? Pay very close attention and wait for it. How sus is that? I mean, what's the reason for them to slide in these subliminal messages out of nowhere?
So if you're not watching, you're listening, they're throwing Nickelodeon up there with all the triangles and the all C and I all over the screen. Yeah. And then he, again, just to slow it down for you and tell you, if you type in Nick, N-I-C, K, space, K-E-L-O, space, D-E-O, it is, I don't care about God. The translation from Latin, English, Latin, Latin, English, excuse me.
Just like they're doing in this.
So what else? As they get older, then things like this happen. You get the Kansas City High School crowns male homecoming queen, rejecting four females. Celebrating, smiles. And then on the right, I have a post that somebody said, look, on an open source board, people were writing this. Anyone else having trouble convincing their teen kids to continue transitioning? My 14-year-old daughter has started refusing her estradiol. So I've been crushing the pills and putting it in her cereal in the morning. I'm just not sure why she doesn't want to take her pills anymore. So the parents, these sick and evil parents, are doing all they can to make sure that their kids transition. You follow me? The generations are just one after another falling apart. And what do? They, once you get it even older, they'll have a transgender military spokesman for Ukraine. That's what they'll become. Well, there's one now who's going by the name of Sarah, who was just honored by Las Vegas City Hall. He was also given certificates of recognition by the Senator Catherine Cortez, Dina Titus, and former Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak. Oh, and the Smithsonian Institute wants one of Sarah's military uniforms. Sarah recently issued threats in English targeting Westerners that Ukraine will hunt down and bring justice to all those deemed anti-Ukraine propagandists. In other words, when I put out information, the truth about what's going on in Ukraine, they have the rights, according to Sarah, to come after me.
A local reporter working on the front lines in Ukraine is gaining national attention, also getting some recognition from officials in Las Vegas as well.
Sarah Ashton Cirillo was honored for her work in Ukraine today at Las Vegas City Hall. She served as a war correspondent since March, and recently she enlisted as a combat medic,
serving
on the front lines with other soldiers. She originally went to Ukraine
about
the refugee crisis. Numerous lawmakers, including Governor Sisolak, Congresswoman Dina Titus, and Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, gave her certificates
gave
of
him
recognition for her work overseas.
His work.
The reasons I'm fighting along with every other soldier are the reasons that the people in the United States and elsewhere can enjoy the lives they have here.
And this week,
let's see what else. Oh yeah, remember old Zelensky himself. Here we are, Charlie Kirk Show, covering some of this.
Led on this mission by faith in God, liberty, and complete liberation.
This freak represents the government that you've shoveled $140 billion into. When 60 Minutes said the $70 billion the other day, that's just the arms we sent over. And it's much more than that. But $70 billion, you've got to add in. Remember, at $5 billion a month, I want everybody to embrace this. They're sitting here on Capitol Hill, and you got you got Judas Pence, and you got Krispy Kreme Christie. You got all these folks are talking about cutting your Social Security and cutting your Medicaid. Because you know that $1,000 a month you get from Social Security, that's the problem. That's the problem. Your Social Security, having worked your entire life, the little bit you get, that's the problem. They want to cut that. We're sending $5 billion a month that nobody wants to talk about. $5 billion a month to pay for the government. You're paying for that guy with the bad wig. You pay him. You pay Zelensky.
Yep.
You pay all their pension funds for their nurses and their teachers. You pay for the whole kabang, $5 billion a month. Where's Europe in this? Europe doesn't want to give any more money. Don't want to give any more money. This is the situation we're in.
What are the situation we're in? Don't forget that folks are still passing away suddenly. Temple University acting president Joanne Epps dies suddenly on stage at an event. City of Philadelphia only just recently dropped the mandatory COVID-19 vaccine requirements for students, faculty, and staff at higher education institutions. Joanne Epps had to be fully vaccinated because if you look on the right side of your screen, they posted, if you have already been vaccinated, we urge you to upload your vaccine information to Temple's patient health portal. By providing this information, you're helping us determine how close the Temple community is to reaching herd immunity. Class 2021, you have arrived at your destination. Your moment is now. Another person gone. And then we had folks that were bragging on open social media. So I hate it when these Facebook statuses are made, but apparently it's necessary, says one parent. And then sigh. Please tell me if you aren't vaccinated before you meet my child. I just simply can't take the risk of unvaccinated people being around my infant. That same person posted that their little one, their little toddler, passed away suddenly, not breathing in her crib. These are the types of things that we're seeing over and over again of folks that were so brainwashed, so adamant that they were right, and then things turn the opposite way, and it just breaks our hearts, our souls. How much more can we take? They'll say the far right's anti-science conspiracies are literally killing us. Yeah, that's right. Is there anything these murderers don't protect, project unto the far right? Yeah, the far right conspiracy theories. Vaccine hesitancy. That's what's killing people. It's not the vaccine. And the guy on your right is the Nazi doctor, Peter Hortez, who brings this up. Kept going on TV and recommending booster after booster because none of them did this to protect anyone. And then you go into so many different levels. I mean, folks, I could go further, but I'm not going to go today. I've got too much heaviness on my heart as we've gone through this today. We've got a fighter. We're getting comms. We were told things were going to get worse before they got better. Okay? But the bottom line is, information's getting out. We're finding out who the bad players are. We're discovering just how they will and deal behind closed doors. We're all being affected by the gas prices and other prices of food and more. We're being inundated by these evil ones constantly showing up with new ideas to shake and rattle our brains. I mean, it's part of MKUltra mind control, in my opinion. They'll do anything to keep us inundated with the most debauchery, most fear that they can throw on us. And we're told by God Almighty through His Word, Jesus Christ said, do not fear. There's some great things to focus on. One of those, as a reminder before we close today, would be what President Trump did for this man. Here we go.
Back in 2018, son of professional boxer Charles Duke Tanner sent a video to then-President Donald Trump asking if he would pardon his father, who was handed down two life sentences as a nonviolent first-time offender. Take a listen to this.
Hello, President Trump. I would like to ask you to please release my dad from prison. I know that he made a huge mistake, and he really looks back on his mistake and regrets it, and I feel like he would never do it again. My dad's been in my life ever since I was young. We have a great relationship. He's been helping me every step of the way. He helps me and my friends. He taught me right from wrong. He does a lot for me that some parents don't even do, and he's incarcerated. So I would just please want you to release my father from prison. Thank you.
Fast forward to 2020. After spending 16 years in prison, Charles Duke Tanner was reunited with his family. Take a look.
First and foremost, I want to give all the praise and glory to God. Thank you for hearing me. But President Trump, I just want to thank you for giving me a second chance and believing in me and reading my petition. I'm just so thankful. It's just 20 years ago, I fought at the Trump Casino, and now you signed to give me clemency. First, I didn't know it was real until I was able to touch this little guy right here. I left him when he was 2 years old, President Trump. You reunited me back to my family. I lost my mother and my father, but I got him. And this is what I live for. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart, all praise and glory go to God. Thank you.
All praise and glory go to God. He thanks President Trump, but he realizes ultimately it comes from God Almighty. That's who he praises for all of this, to be able to get it into the right hands of the right people who have the ability to provide forgiveness for caring for we the people and looking into these cases. That's why we fight so hard for real leadership. That seems to bleed over the real leadership to others in Pennsylvania. These high school students staged a walkout to protest boys using girls' bathrooms. Check this out. Hundreds and hundreds of high school students, folks, protesting. They've had enough. They walk out and they say, we are not going to have the boys use these girls' bathrooms. What have we seen play out across our country in these areas where the children don't stand up, the parents don't stand up for their rights? You don't have to put up with this junk. You don't have to go to these big brick prison wall systems and say, you know what, I'm going to conform to everything that you're telling me to do. No. Yes, we have to answer to authority. But when the authority breaks the rules of God-given gifts and law, God, just basic beliefs and moral character, respect the girls' rights. That's the sign that I'm looking at right there. That's right. And they're doing it together in numbers, and they're excited and they're happy. And the parents are there to support. And man, that just gets your heart going. So what the media is pushing, all the stuff that we went through today, is very hard and heavy to carry. But at the end of all this, remember, we have the ability in our own home to teach the Word of God, teach truth, teach good moral principles, teach them how to stand up for their rights in this country, teach them how to run for office, how to get things done properly, and watch the future of this country change. See forgiveness and leadership. See the glory that's given to God by many people, and then we can say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Matthew 5:8.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to watch over our families, watch over those that are standing for the truth. We know that there's a bumpy road ahead. We're told to buckle up, which means this ride is about to get real shaky. We ask that you would just provide us with a sense of comfort and rest beyond anything that we can imagine. May we be able to provide this comfort to others. Could you please provide us with the right words for those that are hurting? Help us to pray for those that are in need of prayer. Come alongside those that are difficult to love. And ask that you would protect our families as we go through this. So many on the enemy side try to make us believe that they're so powerful, but we know you are powerful. We know that when we hold on to you, we can say, I'm with him. I'm with God. Through your son, Jesus Christ, how amazing it is to belong to you, be guided by you, and shepherded by you each and every day. We ask for continued protection over those that are fighting on the front lines, protection over all of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for your time, your effort, your prayers, and your support. It means so much to us. Thank God Almighty for this time that we can share with each other what's going on all around us. It's been pretty crazy, huh? Please hit that subscribe button and the like button. We'd really appreciate that and share. And if you could run to our store, get some gear on if you would this fall and let people know that you're listening to this channel. We'd really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to a big announcement coming in a few weeks for those that are looking for that. All right. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi. With them we know. Signing out.